Yokoso, yokoso, yokoso. Arigato gozaimasu. How are you all, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Stadium Monday Night Chat, episode 113. I'm your host, Clive Linden. I hope you're good. I hope you are well. We have a busy old show. As you can see, we're changing things up a little bit. Don't worry, the studio's not gone. Clive's in the studio. I'm just trying out a few different kind of formats and stuff. Make it slightly more, you know, informal, laid back, relaxed, podcast style. But the studio's not gone. Don't worry about that. We have a busy old show for you tonight. Of course, we do. A lot of big Stadia-related stuff happening this week. Capcom announcement about them using immersive stream technology. You know, the Stadia, the tech that powers Stadia and all of that. What might that mean? New games, including a AAA possibly coming to Stadia soon. And this time, no, it's not an Ubisoft title. New game announcements. Samsung promoting its new Samsung Gaming Hub, featuring Stadia, of course, and much, much more, ladies and gentlemen. As ever, let me know what you want to talk about Stadia-wise. I know there's a lot of stuff out, the Summer Games Festival stuff. Anything from there you want to talk about, games you've been playing, all of that, put it in the chat. Yeah, get it in the chat. Say hello, all of that. After all, as I say each week, you guys are the chat part in the title, Stadium Monday Night Chat. Okay, so don't be shy. Don't be shy. Come on. Don't be shy. Say hello, all of that. And of course, before I forget, of course, please hit the likes. As I like it. YouTube likes it. And it helps other wise and like-minded people like your good selves find awesome Stadia content like this. And if you are new, then hey, you know what to do. Hit subscribe. Yeah? Hey, where's my subscribe thing? Yeah, hit subscribe. Toggle the notification bell, and then you'll know when I go live with amazing content like this and all of that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let us crowd surf into the front row, as it were, as we say hi, hello to the early birds in the chat. Let's see who's in the chat early bird wise today, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Mr. Bayram Plays, how are you, good sir? Hello, Clive. Hello, chat. Good to see you all. Sedna, always good to see you. Good evening, Liam Atkins. Hello, how are you? Wonderful to see you there. Jack, oh, the wonderful Jack. We are not worthy. Jack is in the house. Lovely to see Jack. Always supportive, always encouraging. Nice. Struggle Boxing, what's up? Good. Liam Atkins, do you guys think we'll see 100 games added this year? Now, that is a very good question. That is a very good question, and we shall... In fact, I'm looking at a chart right now over on my other screen, which suggests to me that we shall be discussing that very issue a little bit later, of course. He's in my living room. Yeah, of course I am. I'm everywhere. Yeah. It's like a reverse Scarlet Pimpernel. Yeah. They seek him here. They seek him there. Is he in heaven? Is he in hell? That damned elusive Clive. Where is he? Well, he's on YouTube everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere you can get YouTube coming at you. Yeah. Coming at you live, yeah? Coming at you like a thing that comes at you, yeah? All of that. Sednar's been playing Lumut. Good. Jack DeSlip is pretty sure we'll see 100. Nice confidence there. Jeremy, how are you? Looking forward to a good show. Positive feelings for Stadia needs to be recharged. Come on then, Jeremy. You've come to the right place, yeah? What happens is little voices, yeah? Little voices get in your ear and they tell you bad things, yeah? Yeah? It's like gaslighting, yeah? It's like people gaslighting you, Jeremy, telling you bad things, yeah? We're here just to talk about Stadia. This show is about Stadia, okay? It's not that bothered about other stuff in relation to this show, other than where it impacts on Stadia. So if you're interested in all things Stadia, this is the show. We don't run ourselves thin and try to get in lots of other stuff, yeah? It's about Stadia. That's what it's about. And we try to find the positive things in Stadia. And there's plenty of positive things, yeah? It's all there for you. But if you want to find negative things, you can find those. And if you want to amplify those, then people will. But that's not what we're about here. It's not to say we sugarcoat things. It's just that we're not all doom and gloom all the time, because the data, the information, the fact, the news isn't all doom and gloom unless you choose to put that spin on it. Yeah. And people do that because negativity sells. Yeah. If I put a big fat negative on my click on my thumbnail, I'll probably get more views. But, you know, it's a balance between being clickbaity with negativity.
Oh my God, we just found out this. Oh my God, just revealed this. Yeah. Oh, this ain't happening.
Yeah. And a bit of kind of, here's the news. You know, here's the facts. And we'll let you decide. And we'll discuss that very thing. The kind of short memory of certain people within the, with, you know, commentators on Stadia, whether that short memory is genuinely a short memory, selective short memory, whatever. Anyway, we'll come to that. Sednar Golf with Friends. I haven't played that yet. Backlog. Gadgets Kev, how are you? Good to see you. Journey to the Savage Planet. Oh, I must go back to that. That's a game that I played for a while and then new shiny things came, you know? Too many shiny things. Liam, good to see you, sir. Mr. Bayron Plays, this one thinks we'll see over 100 games. Well, they said we're going to get 100 games, you know, like we've said before. Anyway, we'll come to that. xCloud is getting better. It is certainly improving, Liam. Certainly improving. We're not here necessarily to bash other platforms. We just, it's a Stadia show, but absolutely. One of the things I've always said about xCloud is look, forget dongles, forget making it available on my Xbox, forget making it available on my PC. When you can make it available on my TV, yeah, as a smart app, for me, that changes the game when it comes to xCloud, yeah? Well, they've done that, you know? I've not tested it out because I don't have a Samsung TV. It's only limited to the new Samsung TVs, but we'll come to that. But that is massive to me. That is massive. I watched the Xbox announcement. Nothing really there that got me excited. Other than maybe Sea of Thieves, because I'm a massive Sea of Thieves fan. I can name you. Name my own boat. I could have the good ship Lord Kenzel. Yeah? The good ship Lord Kenzel. Or something like that. That was quite exciting. And Starfield, the cutscenes, well, no, the cutscenes, the characters, they don't look that good. Like, not as good as some sort of, like, some Japanese game. A lot more detail and character. But yeah, plenty of stuff for everybody. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. But there we go. Yeah, no question about it. Whoa, missed the subscriber there. Thank you, sir, for the subscription. Much appreciated. Geek the Sneak. Hello. Lo-Fi. Good to see you. I don't know what that... When I was young, sex sold, then the internet came along. What? Rock is in the house. Good evening, Rock. Lovely to see you. Oh my God, this Rock is in that. Rock is in the house. He's in the house. Unbelievable. Case Bull, good to see you, sir. On the good shop, good ship lollipop. Yeah, you know, Boaty McBoaty face. You could put it in there. I think that's quite exciting. But we're not here to. I could do a whole channel about Sea of Thieves, but we don't do that. That's not. No, Lord Kenzel would do that, maybe. Xbox are going to have a second show tomorrow, but colour me unimpressed. Hey, look, I'm not denying. Okay, I don't want to, you know, we're not really talking about other platforms, as I said. Great selection of games. If they're all coming to Stadia, I'd be, you know, of course we would. Of course we would, you know. And it's good to have, think that all those games are coming in the next 12 months. So certainly a very good show from that point of view, that have just the variety of games and things like that. That's very good. Games I've been playing. We should say hello to Rob. We should kind of flash him up there. Look at that. Just seeing I wasn't making it up. He's definitely there. Look. Yeah, look. He's definitely there. Well done, Rock, for his charity run for Young Lives, cancer saving young people with cancer, and all of that, I believe, went past his £1,000 mark. So round of applause. If I had a round of applause button, I'd hit it. Round of applause for Rock for doing that. What a good thing to do, you know? Give him back. Give him back. Well done. Good stuff. Right. Pedder, how are you? Geek the Sneak liked the Bethesda show. Good stuff. Do you think the Capcom showcase later will mention this immersive streaming? Well, maybe. We'll touch on that later. Maybe. Maybe. We've got it. We've got it rolled up. We can kind of watch a bit of it in the background while I chitter-chatter. Geek the Sneak thoroughly enjoyed it. Hey, there's good stuff in there. Not denying it, but nothing that really grabbed me by the lapels and anything like that. Not that I wear lapels anymore, but, you know. Well, no, I do, actually. I do. 1030 Media Group, what's up? Well done for Rock. Great help, Chase. Indeed. I have to watch that clip back, but it sounds very impressive. Well done all for that and for raising the money. And still more to be raised. Good stuff. Right. Games that I've been playing. Lake. Got to post them letters. Those letters and packages ain't gonna deliver themselves. Talking of Lake, actually, I haven't put it in the show today. I saw an update. I should have put it in for Calico, the cat cafe. They've got an update coming. So I'm wondering whether that's going to coincide with the Stadia release. I think it's for July. Anyway, watch this space. Anyway, blown away. I hope you're missing an N there, but yes, I imagine you were. It's a great feeling. Well done, sir. The big game is literally a cross between Elite and No Man's Sky. Hey, Geek Lake is just chill. Yeah, Lake is chill. It's a chill game. Nothing wrong in it. I said it last week, but I said to my daughter, I said, oh. She saw the game on the TV, and I said, this is basically, like I said last week, basically it's Grand Theft Auto, yeah, without the crack whores and cocaine, guns, death and violence. Other than that, identical, yeah. So there are people around the house excited for Calico. Yeah, exactly. I should have, I apologize. I did see it and thought, make a mental note. They've got an update coming, and I'm wondering whether, as I said, it coincides with the Stadia launch in July. Not saying confirmed for July, but that's when the update is coming. Watch this space, as it were. Right. I think it's time, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's time we visit the new studio. Yeah? Clive? Are you good? You good? Okay, good. You ready? Yep. Okay. It's over to Clive in the Stadia Monday Night Chat new studio. Clive, over to you. Thanks, Clive. You're not in the studio today then. Oh, right. Okay. Welcome to the Stadia Monday Night Chat news. As we enter what was the old E3 time of the year, now is sort of the summer festival of games, we're seeing more game and tech announcements around Stadia. The biggest tech announcement has to be around the free demo of Resident Evil Village from Capcom, being powered by Google's immersive stream technology. As announced at the Google for Games Developer Conference earlier this year, Stadia said that in addition to AT&T offering more games, they would also be making further announcements about additional partners who would be using what they now call immersive stream. Capcom had been rumoured to be one of those partners in the Business Insider leak from last year. Well, now we have it confirmed. It's great to see Capcom testing this out, as unlike AT&T, this is a major games publisher investing and proving the underlying tech that powers Stadia. The question is this a precursor to other Capcom demos or even a Capcom store? And might the Capcom relationship lead to other Capcom titles coming to Stadia in the future? We could find out as early as tonight as Capcom have a showcase. But I think this is a very outside chance at this stage we're going to hear about any more games coming to Stadia from Capcom. But you never know. From Space, from developer Triangle Games and publisher Curve Games, originally had a demo on Stadia. That demo was subsequently removed as the game neared completion in anticipation of the full launch of the full game. Well, now it has been officially announced as arriving on Stadia and Steam in autumn 2022. With a brand new trailer for the game released, you can see the game has come on significantly from that early demo, and the demo was hella fun. From Space is a solo and co-op action shooter for squads up to four players. Take on a challenge of liberating the Earth from an alien infestation with your friends, using over-the-top weaponry in a post-apocalyptic world with awesomely stylized graphics. The apocalypse has never been so much fun. The game features co-op, online co-op and multiplayer. Given the previous game, It Came From Outer Space and Ate Our Brains, was a Stadia Pro title, and Stadia had the exclusive demo for From Space, could this be a pro title? Watch this space. Samsung was promoting their new Samsung Gaming Hub coming to 2022 Samsung Smart TVs, mostly because for the first time Xbox Games Pass appears as a Smart TV app. But Samsung was promoting all their partners in the marketing, including GeForce Now and Stadia. Click on the link in the Samsung tweet announcing the new Xbox Smart TV app, and what do you see front and center? Stadia. World War Z announced updates coming this year to the game, including quality of life updates for cross-platform voice chat, cross-save, and other technical improvements. There's a new Horde mode, XL, and, specifically for Stadia players, the long-awaited cross-platform and cut-and-mend update that we featured on this show some months ago when it was originally announced. Originally, the game was promoted as coming to Stadia with crossplay, so when it didn't, people were naturally disappointed at this. But be disappointed no more. Crossplay is here, or will be soon, a much needed and wanted element. So rejoice. Just another lesson in being patient when it comes to Stadia. As my old mum used to say, good things come to those who wait. Now eat your greens. And as if to underline that patience is key to when it comes to Stadia, Wreckfest looks like it's getting some missing content on Stadia. What had been meeting had been the weekly challenges and competition, but it looks like they're coming, and the developers apologise for that delay. Saints Row incoming? Possibly. There was a recent ESRB rating for Stadia for this title from Koch Media. No sniggering. Now let's be clear. There is no official announcement yet, and if you check the website, obviously no mention of Stadia. And if you contact the PR department, well, they're going to tell you the same, obviously, as it's not been officially announced. That's how PR departments work. They basically read off an official PR document. They're not going to say, okay, between you and me, it's defo coming to Stadia, but don't tell anyone. So as I said, we're waiting for official confirmation, but an ESRB rating is usually a good sign. Another possible title for Stadia, unless it's gobbled up as an exclusive by someone, is a new game hinted at by Carson Kelly. Carson Kelly Games is bringing Talking Dogs to Stadia in 2023 and is a fan of the platform. And in a recent interview with John Scars on Stadium Connect North, hinted at a new space-related game. Well, this seems to be it. Martians Rising. No idea what type of game it is, and still super early. I mean, we've got a logo, but watch this space, space, space. More footage from Sky Climbers has been released by the developer, and this time it's the Magma Biome preview. Still at very alpha stage, the game's looking very cool, and remember, this is scheduled for release on Stadia in 2023. Talking of game footage, Instinction, another game coming to Stadia later in the year, showcase some more dinos and is giving an indication of how good looking this game potentially will be. In other games coming to Stadia, Def Carnival will be launching with early access on PC and Stadia. The game already has crossplay with PC in Stadia in its current state, and this was all confirmed in an interview with the developer by the Nerf Report. And there you go with the Stadia news for Stadia Monday Night Chat here in the studio. It's back to Clive. Thank you, Clive. Much appreciated. As ever, ladies and gentlemen, Carson Kelly, is that the guy from Fox News? Very good. Like that. Right. So let me know what you think about the news this week. Anything that leapt out at you? Any of those game announcements you're particularly excited about and all of that? I've got to say, From Space looks really good. And you can see the improvement that they've made in the latest trailer from the demo, which is one of the reasons, obviously, they pulled the demo. I mean, naturally, they're going to pull the demo when the game is nearing delivery and completion. Especially if you feel that the game is at a state which is much improved from that demo stage. I don't know why people ever thought that somehow, oh my God, look, Curve Games have taken the demo off. That's another game that's gone missing on Stadia. Oh my God. Of course it's gone missing. It's a demo. It's going to be replaced by the real thing, you fool. Anyway, there we go. I think the Capcom thing, though, ladies and gentlemen, the Capcom thing, I think it's great for Stadia, the gaming platform, especially in terms of indirect marketing. And talking, before I forget, shall we have the, let me just, 7 minutes, okay. I was just going to, 7 minutes. We've got time, ladies and gentlemen. We've got time. Anyway, where was I? Yes, Capcom. Talking of Capcom. And so I kind of tweeted out that this is really great for Stadia because it, you know, the people are talking about immersive stream and then they're saying, you know, to sort of quantify or clarify what immersive stream is, they're basically saying, oh, this is the technology behind Stadia. So Stadia is indirectly getting promoted, which is massive. This is great for Stadia. And I had people comment on Twitter to me going, yeah, how's it marketing Stadia? I don't get it. How's it? And I was sort of saying, no, it's indirectly marketing. No, but like, it's not direct marketing. It's not, they couldn't get it in their head. You know, there is a value in indirect marketing. Anyway, as I said, oh, Consino. You'll all see in a minute what a wonderful person Consino is. Anyway, so certain commentators. This way, yeah. Consino! Thank you very much, sir. Much, much appreciated. Yeah, so certain commentators seem a little bit confused. But when I talk about direct marketing, let's just... let me just show you this here. So this is from Bazel. We have featured Bazel Sabar or Sabaga. Sorry for butchering your name, sir. Is a product manager at Google Stadia. Very proud, as a number of the sort of Google engineers and Stadia team are, of this Capcom demo. Congratulations to Capcom for launching their free demo for Resident Evil Village using immersive stream for games. It's never been easier to try a new game. You just click and play instantly. Yeah? Click and play. And he's retweeting the original tweet from Resident Evil Village. It's interesting. There's a great little tweet here from this person here called Some Kind of Fox Toy Expert. And they put here, whoa, won't lie, that's pretty wild that you can play a video game with just a link. Yeah, isn't it? It's amazing. Fancy that. Somebody ought to, if you can do that, somebody ought to do build something out a bit more that can do that, don't you think? Maybe a platform or something could do that. Isn't that amazing? But that's the point. People realize, you know, because it's not saying it's Google, this is Google's thing, right? This is Capcom's thing, yeah? People are, oh yeah, wow, look at this cool game from Capcom. And look, and you just press a link and you can play the game from Capcom. It's amazing because Capcom are a recognized, respectable, established gaming brand, yeah? So people don't question it. They don't question it. As soon as you stick Google on it, it's like, what? Google? They don't do games. Get out. Don't like them and all of that. But the point is, many of the tech press have been talking about this, you know, demo. And of course, as I said, to quantify it, to clarify it, they've explained that this is by the same technology that drives Stadia. And Stadia also, I've seen in like a Engadget and Verge. And by the way, Stadia also has free demos that you can use. So the fact that they're writing about Capcom and this demo using immersive stream technology, which powers Stadia, then they mention Stadia, then they mention that Stadia already has some free demos, indirect marketing. There's a lot of chitter-chatter about it. It's working. So that's kind of quite cool. Also, though, let's go back to the main studio. Also, though, there seem to be some Stadia commentators that are a little bit confused. A little bit confused about what this means for Stadia, right? Or maybe they're not confused. Maybe they just have very short memories. That could be it. Or they just don't pay attention. Or choose to have a selective memory, as I said. I'll let you decide. One such person asked the very question, what does this, brackets Capcom using the tech, mean for those of us still using Stadia? Well, that's a fair enough question if you're new to Stadia and you haven't been following Stadia over the last 2 years or so. I think, you know, that's a reasonable question to ask if you're brand new to Stadia. And it's great to see Stadia clarify for noobs what it means. Have I got the little clip here? Anyway, it's good that Stadia. So basically, somebody asked that question, and you know, if you're a noob to Stadia, you're not familiar, you haven't been studying Stadia or watch people that talk about Stadia or even talk about Stadia yourself for 2.5 years. If you're brand new to Stadia, it is a reasonable question to ask. What does this mean if you've got some games on Stadia? Are they giving up on Stadia and all on this immersive stream? Reasonable question if you're brand new to Stadia. However, if you've been paying attention, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been paying attention, then it shouldn't, you should know the answer, right? Shame on you, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been paying attention in class, you should get this exam question right. Yeah, we've covered it a lot in these lessons each week. You should know this. Anyway, it frustrated me a bit, so I made a little video that I was going to tweet out, but then I changed my mind because we don't want to be confrontational, but I'm going to share it here anyway, because why not? What the hell? But these are my thoughts on it anyway. And just to help maybe clarify things to people who are new, what it means that someone like Capcom is now using demos, using the same technology that Stadia uses, right? Just to help. So it's like a kind of a help guide. Anyway, here you go. Hello, and welcome to this public information film. There seems to be some confusion out there in the Stadia community about Stadia's intentions and all of that. So I thought I would clarify a few things. 18 months ago, Stadia made it very clear, yeah, very clear, the direction of travel for Stadia and the underlying technology. Okay, people say Stadia don't communicate enough. Well, in fact, they did 18 months ago, and we can take a look at what they said. 2021, we're expanding our efforts to help game developers and publishers take advantage of our platform technology. Okay? And since then, we've seen them enter into an arrangement with AT&T to provide Batman Arkham to their customers, and more recently, Control to their customers. And even more recently, we've seen Capcom offer a demo of Resident Evil Village, again, using the platform technology. Okay? We believe this is the best path to building Stadia into a long-term sustainable business. Okay? So it's very simple. Yeah, these two things can work in harmony. Yeah, it's not one or the other. Okay, it is two things. And we now know that Stadia's advanced technical infrastructure and platform tools, this bit, the technical infrastructure and platform tools, is effectively immersive stream. So I hope that made it clear for those that weren't paying attention in class 18 months ago. None of this is new. All of this was talked about and all of this is happening. Thank you for your time. So there you go. A little, hopefully that's, a helpful guide. And as I said, Stadia clarified that very situation, you know, that you can have this beautiful working in working in tandem. Yeah. Like a symbiotic relationship. Yeah. Two things existing at the same time, helping each other develop and grow into something bigger and greater. It's possible. I know for some people it's hard to get it into their head that you could have a dual business strategy that serves both sides. But anyway, nothing new here. Nothing new to see. Move along. Just somebody delivering on their business strategy that they laid out at roughly 18 months ago, 15 months ago, and actually hinted at 2.5 years ago. But of course, those who watch this show and have been paying attention for following Stadia for the past 2 years or so can comprehend that that Google can have a business strategy that embraces both licensing out the immersive stream technology and running Stadia as a gaming platform. Yeah. And secondly, none of this is new or anything like that. So there we go. Viewers of this show will know that as early as June 2019, ironically, I think the last E3, Phil Harrison talked about exactly this scenario where publishers could use a link. Wow. Use a link on their own sites, Yeah. Or even have their own stores, using the Stadia tech. And as I said, then in February 2021, with the closure of SG&E, Google decided, actually, you know what, things haven't gone so well. I think we should focus on this aspect with the tech and working with partners and running Stadia, do them both. And this way, the licensing of the tech would support Stadia as a platform in the early years. Brilliant. Why not? In fact, as I said, so you saw my little piece on it, a little explainer for those that are unclear or anything like that. So I hope that makes sense, because if you're new, you wouldn't necessarily know that if you were new. Anyway, as I mentioned, I also tweeted out how this is great for Stadia indirectly, helps promote Stadia. We've seen that. Again, some people didn't understand that concept, so we explained to them. But there we go. My case in point, anyway. Obviously, Capcom announcement of the demo garnered lots of press with reference Stadia off the back of it. So there we go. Off the back of that demo. Has anybody tried the demo? Part of me sort of seems a bit pointless, really. But there we go. At Curve Games. Thanks for swinging by. I missed that. Oh, me jibber-jabbing. We are so looking forward, Curve Games, from space. I'm loving the look of it. I love the demo. My son played it as well, and he absolutely loved it as well. So we're both looking forward to the final game. And you can see, as I mentioned earlier, definitely see that the polish is coming on. Looking forward to it. Anyway. There we go. That's Capcom. Let me know in the chat how you feel about Capcom. and the demo and what it might mean. But anyway, again, once more, for those at the back, Stadia benefits indirectly, let alone the credibility that it brings to the tech, the fact it's Capcom and not, as I said earlier, Google. Oh, my God. Hate them. Oh, yeah. Right, there we are. That's the Capcom bit. What could it mean, though, in terms of art? Could we see other Capcom demos? Possibly. I mean, Resident Evil Village was their biggest game by a margin for quite a while. Could we see other demos? So it makes sense they do that demo. But could we see if it works, if it proves a success for them? Does that mean, is this a pilot potentially for a new game? Street Fighter 6, please, Capcom. Yeah, is this a test run for the launch of a brand new game a bit later down the line? Are they going to have a store or are they just going to use demos, use the tech as demos? Does that mean if they're doing the demos, the games then be available for Stadia? We know they've got a relationship with Google and Stadia, so they're talking. And I don't suppose the content, you know, the product managers, the Corinne Yaps of Stadia, aren't trying to develop a relationship with Capcom in terms of bringing more games to Stadia. I mean, you've got that relationship. And it seems to be a good relationship. So it makes sense. So could we see some more Capcom games coming to Stadia? Fingers crossed. As we know, let's have a check in. Oh, we started. No, starting. These are just the highlights. Okay. Monster Hunter. Starting in 20 minutes. Okay, that's good. That's good. Stay here, people. Don't go anywhere. Nothing to see yet. Nothing to see yet. So I just want to talk about another thing that cropped up this week. So as we know, the great John Scars, Four Scars Gaming YouTube channel, of course, Stadium Connect North, does a lot of interviews with developers bringing games to Stadia. And a reoccurring theme in these conversations with developers are that working with Stadia has been a great experience for them. This isn't just one team. This is a number of teams, a number of developers that Stadium Connect North have interviewed, John has interviewed, that have repeated this thing, that actually it working with Stadia has been a great experience. The team has been very responsive. And like I say, one lark does not a summer make. And so one person saying it doesn't necessarily mean much, but one, two, three, four developers saying these things, it begins perhaps to say, you know, suggest that actually Stadia are very responsive once you're in there, once you are a chosen developer. And interestingly enough, Furion Games, of course, working on Def Carnival, were interviewed by Brian at the Nerf Report. And they had nothing but praise, ladies and gentlemen, nothing but praise for Stadia. And I just want to play you this clip. Let me just find this beautiful clip. So this is Furion Games talking about what it's like working with Stadia.
You know, what
we have to get past the ad because Bryant needs to earn some money. Oh, look, actually.
Their support system is so good. Like you send an email to them and it just automatically gets like connected to like all these people, like engineers, like account
executives. Is that an advert?
And they're like, okay, can we do to help you? Do you need like several, you know, engineers that cost us, you know, like millions of dollars? Sure, here you go. You know, because they have the staff, they have the people.
Interesting.
You know, one of the largest corporations in the world, but their main thing is their support system is so good. Like you send an email to them and it just automatically gets like connected to like all these people, like engineers, like account executives. And they're like, okay, what can we do to help you? Do you need like several, you know, engineers that cost us, you know, like millions of dollars? Sure, here you go. You know, because they have the staff, they have the people.
Interesting.
So there we go. Interesting indeed, Brian. Interesting indeed. So there we are. I thought it was just really nice to hear that kind of very positive response from a developer developing a game for Stadia and Steam and other, well, in fact, Dev Carnival's on virtually every platform you can think of. I think he's even doing a mobile phone version of it as well. But working with Stadia. And you know, there are certain people out there that will suggest that, oh, Stadia didn't get back to you. They're a nightmare. You know, they've turned developers away, all this kind of stuff. Well, this is not what we're hearing from people who are developing games on Stadia, published games on Stadia. You heard from Eves, who brought us 100 Days, how they were blown away by the revenue model when 100 Days went on Stadia Pro, representing what was it, was about 25%, 26%, 21, 20 to 25% of their income derived from the Stadia Pro scheme. So there are more and more developers out there who say working with Stadia has been a great experience. And so I just wanted to kind of share that with you there. So as I say, thanks, Brian, for that interview. You know, you might want to highlight and tweet that out. It's a very positive thing. It shows Stadia in a great light from developers. Not other people, but developers, people working with Stadia, especially with so much negativity. You know, it'd just be nice to sort of tweet those sort of clips out there. Share the positivity, you know, for balance. So let's talk about the game, shall we? Stadia announced at the beginning of 2022 and again in March this year that we'd be getting 100 plus games, yeah? 100 plus games coming to Stadia this year. And while it does seem we've only had a bit of a trickle, yeah? A bit of a trickle, yeah? Like an old man going to the lavatory. It's a bit of a trickle, yeah? Bit of a trickle. That's what we've seen the beginning of the year. But there's no evidence to suggest that we will not be getting 100 plus games this year. But it does mean, what it does mean is we're going to have to get a shed load fairly quickly. But, you know, we're coming into the sort of the, in terms of announcements, we're certain coming into that season big time. We've already got some announcements and stuff like that. Plus, we've got a whole shed load of games we know are due from Ubisoft. We've got games that have already been announced coming in the summer. And then we're going to head into the autumn. Wishing my life away, oh my God. Autumn and winter, the peak season for some of these big games and stuff. But let's go to our friend Inled with Fun With Data Time. Now, I was trying to work out this chart. If Inled is in here, maybe you can explain it to me. But this is using the data from Inled. It's posted by Scooterama here. And let me just get the key for you. So grey is 2020. He's put the dates the wrong way around. He's put American-wise, Scooterama. I think you mean the 12th of June, okay. 12th of June, 2020, there were 27 games. And in 2022, 12th of June, there are 28 games. In 2020, there were 108 games promised. And this year, 100 games promised. So let's have a look at this chart. Let's go back. I've already forgotten the key. Grey and orange. Basically looking at grey and orange. I couldn't quite understand what he's pointing. And also I'm colorblind, so that doesn't help. But I can see orange. Yeah. So here's the mean line if you were like diligently delivering a game every week. That's where you'd be. And we're down here. at the moment. But by the looks of things, we're in the same place as 20. Yeah? 2020. So not the same place as 21, which is probably up here. But certainly in 20, as 2020. So 2020 delivered. So who's not to say that 2022 is not going to deliver? Yeah, in my mind. And Sony Cloud Gaming mentioned a week or so on his show, on his little podcast thing he does. I think we can all see there does seem to be a slowdown in the release rate compared to previous years, although not 2020 by the looks of things. But we have seen a number of games or even content delayed. Deliver Us the Moon, for example, or the delay on the Wreckfest DLC, or the World War Z content. Yeah. So there's definitely some delays going on. But as I said, there have been countless games announced for summer and autumn this year. So whilst I do think there's genuinely been some delays on some games that maybe have slowed things up, I'm still confident we'll see the 100 plus games. You only announce 100 plus games because you have all the deals in place. Yeah, you've done the deals. You have the delivery times. Now, the problem is those delivery times may slip, but the deals don't go away. Yeah, you've done the deals. That's why you've announced 100. It's not like, oh, we hope to do 100 deals this year. No, you've done the deals. That's why you're confident to say we've got 100 games coming this year. Yeah. But some of those delivery dates, by all accounts, as I said, Deliver Us the Moon, have clearly slipped. Yeah. But that doesn't mean there's not 100 plus games. Hence my confidence. Yeah. You do the deals, then you announce the games. It's like, you know, where I work, it's like we don't announce all the TV programs we'd like to do and we expect to do, and we've got all these slots to fill up, so we'll probably have all this television. We're not allowed to mention it until we've done the deal, or at least somebody rings me and says, can I mention, can we? No, you can't, because I haven't finished negotiating the deal. It won't put me in a good place. Puts me in a bad negotiating position if you make an announcement and I haven't even agreed the terms. So no, you can't announce the games. You can't announce 100 plus games. Yeah. So I think we can, you know, they're probably behind schedule. But what that does mean, if they're going to deliver those 100 plus games, which I'm confident they are, what that does mean, we're in for a bumper second half of this year, which makes it really exciting, especially for short memory Stadia people who are like goldfish and just look at the twas every 2 weeks and go, oh, exciting, new game, shiny things, yeah? We're going to have a lot of shiny things, is my prediction. The second half of this year, it's going to be a bumper time. Anyway, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to chat. Yeah. So see what you've been saying. Let me know what you think of tonight. Again, big shout out to Consino there. I think at this rate, I'm thinking of buying a new studio. So, you know, we're on our way. Yeah. Thank you, Consino. On our way to a new studio. That's right, Rock. They mentioned... Stadia was mentioned ages ago, but who cares about Stadia? Yeah, it's all about Xbox. But the great thing is, they mention xCloud, gets splattered all in the advertising, the promotion. And the great thing is, Samson say, look at our partners. xCloud, GeForce Now, Stadia, Utomic. Yeah? So it's good to see that from the noise around xCloud, smart TV app coming to the Samsung Gaming Hub, the rays of that, what's the word? The rays are shining on Stadia. We're getting the ripple effect. Yeah, is that right? Yeah, Stadia's getting a ripple effect from that, which is great to see. I played WWZ Aftermath. I've stopped playing that. Oh, grab those memberships. Look, quick, clear. Oh, I missed it. Oh, memberships in the house. Again. Oh my gosh. Look at that. Kelef has become a member. This is great. Thank you, Jack. Jack has gifted members out there. Again, we couldn't work out whether they were random or you grab them while you can. Gadgets Kev has become a member. Thank you very much for the membership. Bri the Gamer at the top there. Wow. That's amazing. Awesome stuff. Stadia Adventure has become a member. Thank you, sir. This is great. Thank you very much, Jack DeSlip. Much appreciated. I think we're on our way, you know. We're on our way to buy that new studio. This one. Bri the Gamer. Become a member. Marvellous. Marvellous. This is good stuff. Loving it. Lo-Fi Monk. Web 5 was just announced. Bringing John McGee. What I need to do, I think, with the alerts is just put them above my head there so that we don't get them in the... Let's go down to this while I'm here. Excuse me while I do a bit of fiddling about. Let's put it up there. I thought it'd be nice down there, but actually, yeah. Right, anybody else want to sub, join the membership, drop some money, just so I can test out the alert? Anyway. Yeah, so Lo-Fi, there we go. Consino has gifted. Oh, wow. Thank you, Consino. Look at that. More gifted memberships. Right. So Lo-Fi Monks, you hurt my brain now. Web 5 was just announced, bringing decentralized web and XR to web development. I wish I knew what that all meant, Lo-Fi, if I'm brutally honest. But I will go away and do my homework, sir. Petter, this looks great. Trouble is, you said it's such a long... I think you're thinking about from space. That's all I'm saying. He's a Guinness drinker. Yeah, drink your iron. Get your iron. Dave, we wondered where you were. I was about to lock the door. I was about to start the coach without you. Good to see you, Dave. Jerry, how are you, sir? Dr. Yikism. Yeah, YKSM. Become a member. Much appreciated, sir. Thank you for the membership. The halo effect. That's the word. Thank you. Has a ripple effect. The rays, sunshine. The halo effect is what I'm talking about. Not Halo the game, but the marketing halo effect. Thank you. It's so seamless. Talking about Capcom demo. Has anyone not tried it yet? Wire Spy 38 watching. Yeah, not bad, eh? Are you laughing because it's amazing that 38 people are watching? Or are you laughing because you don't think 38 is very good? Either way, it's good to see people laughing. Yeah? Yeah, imagine click to play. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's wild. I did do a meme. I wonder if I've got it. No, I probably haven't. I did do a meme. You know, the classic astronaut shooting the other astronaut, saying this immersive stream technology works really well. Always has. That kind of meme. Always has. Thanks for being number 38. Yeah, indeed, Wire Spy. Much appreciated. Yeah, don't mention that failure, Stadia. Oh my God. Yeah. It's like those sort of, you know, like a less than cool kid, you know, at school going, hey, everybody, have you heard this new band? They're really cool. And people go, what? No, what? Ugh. And then a cool kid a bit later going, hey, have you heard this? Hey, everybody, have you heard this new band? They're really cool. Naming the same band. And everybody's going, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, they're so cool, aren't they? I was into them ages ago. Yeah, yeah. And then the poor kid who first mentioned it is going, hello? Just because I'm not the cool kid, but I did say this first. That's Google, that is. Hey, Victor, how are you, sir? Google's just waiting for cloud to go mainstream. They figured out companies like Capcom could bring this about faster. They could do it themselves. Exactly. Why wait? Didn't they forget to even use the Stadia logo on some of these immersive stream games? Well, they shouldn't. They're not allowed to use the Stadia logo on the immersive stream. That's the whole point. Curve Games wants a game for the shout out. It's a bad time for companies to dump money to cloud games since it isn't profitable yet. Stadia may have done the right thing. Budget cuts. Well, I think that's what they realized, that then perhaps their ambition was too early. The data, the sales, didn't reflect their ambition. So you have to change the game a bit, yeah? Change the game plan. You don't, if you're 3-0 down, you don't carry on playing after the first 10 minutes. You don't carry on playing the way you've been playing. You adjust, you adapt. There's still time to come back, win the game, especially if the game gets extended. Yeah, if you can just stay, and then it's a question of staying in the game. And by moving the technology under Google Cloud, it gets the attention and the love that it needs. And moving Stadia as a platform, as a store, effectively, under subscriptions and services, that can just run itself there. And it has a low overhead because it's not paying for the technology, because technology has been covered by Google Cloud. And therefore, it could sustain longer without having to kind of have a massive breakthrough early doors. We've talked about that before on the show, of course. Listening, Christopher, always good. Dave Widnall, I'm on with Assassin's Creed, enjoying it. Totally main story, no side missions completed late last week. One thing about From Space, I saw a developer talk. They did a little mini stream, some more gameplay footage. There's side missions in From Space. And talking of Assassin's Creed, there's a big Assassin's Creed announcement from Ubisoft coming up in the next couple of days, I noticed. So look out for that. Don't know what that means, but if it's game related, it's going to mean something for Stadia. That sounds like the definition of a partnership. It's about hedging your bets, maximizing your, you know, potential. Oh, Jerome, definitely Street Fighter 6. I'd love it. And we know Mortal Kombat works well on Stadia. We know, oh, what was it? One of the first games, I always forget, don't I? Samurai Showdown. Is it Samurai Showdown? Works amazing on Stadia. $52 to pro guaranteed. Yeah, imagine if we've got this. Yeah, statistically speaking, we've got all these games that coming to Stadia in the latter part of the year in order to meet that 100 plus quota. Then that's going to increase the amount each month, likely, because they have to get them all in, likely to come to pro. We could hit that 60 to 70 games in pro by the end of the year, like I predicted. Well, thank you, Inled, for the data. Yearly release chart. I hope I read the chart right. Oh, Michael Perkins become a member. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. I'm going to have to do something special for all these lovely members. But yeah, thank you for the chart, Inled. But it is interesting here. They did it in 2020. And there were some delays, 2020, COVID delays. So, who's to say? Who's to say? Where are we? So that's a big shout out to Consino. That's interesting. Didn't flash up the gifted memberships. But thank you again, Consino, for the gifted memberships. I hope Capcom surprises us. Yeah, I hope Capcom surprises us. Let's see. We have it on in the background. Still 20 minutes to go. Still 20 minutes to go. You're not missing anything, people. It's the same. This Monster Hunter thing on a loop or whatever it is. Okay. Good. I wish I had a memory of a goldfish. I have a memory of something. I don't know what it is. It's got holes in it. Folks convinced it's coming to Stadia. What, Street Fighter 6? Well, anything's possible from Capcom. There is that third game. It may well have been cancelled in the big kind of shutdown of SG&E and the reduction of budgets because it was so far ahead. They probably were not far enough in the contract the contract was so far away that there was an opportunity to go back and get out of it. So that may be it. But whatever, it's interesting that, you know, there's this relationship that exists with Capcom and Stadia and Google. Deviation from target, 100 games. Thank you. Windstar had to pick up your son. Somebody's got to, otherwise poor boy would get left there, wouldn't he? We can't tell. Yeah, Wirespy, exactly. Wirespy, that's Wirespy. Oh, Wirespy, we've talked about Wirespy before on the channel, haven't we? He loves to frequent. He's a cheerful Charlie on the Stadia community blog sometimes. Every time they announce the Stadia Pro games, he's so full of positivity. Is that the one? Or is he the one on Reddit? Yeah, it's on the Reddit. Cheerful Charlie on Reddit. Anyway, lovely to see Wirespy in here. Maybe an opportunity to be informed, educated, and entertained. Definitely. Jack DeSlip is a great person. No question about it, sir. How did they gift that membership? I've no idea. It's like magic. Ah, here we are. If you press the dollar box, there's an option to gift memberships. Yeah, it is a brand new thing, and Jack wonderfully tested it out last week. Super chat and stickers only, says Keller. I don't know. Maybe you've got to be a subscriber, a member. I don't know. Leo, it's not on mobile and only select creators, I think. Ah, I'd be chuffed to get one member of my shows. I'm not jelly. Oh. Yeah, I didn't even realize it was there, to be honest, until Jack activated it last week. So there we go. Doom Eternal was amazing on Stadia. Oh, yes. Still is. Was. I think we need to say in the present tense. Doom Eternal is amazing on Stadia. From Space is one of those games you can jump in when you've had a long day. It's so fun. Too right, EJ Games. It's such a fun... The demo was just great. There's elements of it, the fact that you can jump into Death Run TV as well. Like, you know, you don't know... In that, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just firing and shooting and killing and picking up weapons. But the thing about From Space is the... In fact, you go up to the telephone boxes and ring in a mate. I just love that device as a device to, you know, to do a multiplayer online with a mate. Absolutely. I forget all the time, but just to forget the wrong things. It'd be good if you could choose the things you forget. How philosophical. I started Shanti's... I got stuck on Risky's Revenge really early on. Maybe it's just not for me. Consino, thank you. Consino had to run. Thank you so much. I was 20 minutes behind. I try to wish it to the front. Ah. Crow, Rock. Maybe you talked to Rock. Rock had not had his Ghost. I saw your tweet, Crow Resin. I was going to reply and say, oh, Rock's had his, but I thought, no, I'll leave it to Rock to say. It's none of my business. But Rock's Ghost Recon Breakpoint save was restored over the weekend. So there's certainly a delay in rolling out the getting round to everybody. So maybe you're just not, you know, they haven't got you on the list yet. But I know last week, Rock's save hadn't been restored. And then I think over the weekend or the last few days, it was restored. And somebody else said, oh, mine has been restored as well. So there we go. I'm stuck now, says Jerome. Anyway, since let's call it a day there. Again, I hope you enjoyed the show. All right. There we go. That'll move, bump you up. Bump you up the list of priority. Ron Slusher, how are you, sir? Popcorn at the ready, watching. Yeah, marvellous. Don't know what that last thing is. Steak, is that a steak? Can't remember. Anyway, the Capcom thing started, so a lot of Japanese people in the chat, obviously. I'm watching it now. So I'll leave you be, let you go to watch the Capcom showcase if that's what you want to do. Thank you for joining me. A massive thank you for all the people that gifted memberships. Super thank you for everybody who became a member because of that. Preston, lovely to see you, sir. Waiting on an appointment. Go back to the studio so we can see that. Yeah. Anyway, let's do this all again, same time. Next week, watch The Rock show tomorrow because there should be a TWAS. I think we are due a This Week on Stadia. So always fun to see those guys shooting the breeze as the blog post is released. No guarantee that will be the case. But anyway, check out The Rock show tomorrow, 5 p.m. UK time usually. I don't know how that translates to the rest of the world. Anyway, thank you for being a wonderful chat. Thank you for all the gift memberships. Thank you for the money. And thank you for all the members and subscribers and all of that. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Enjoy your gaming week. And I shall see you this time, same place, next week. Ciao, ciao.